local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, yeah, stormy Monday for your last Monday of 2018. Dr. Bill's full forecast on the way, an update in just a second. First, though, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
The JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Once again, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Light traffic across the Bayway, the Causeway to the 1065 split. I-10 Range Line, Highway 90 to Theodore Doss Road. We've had no delay through Mobile and Pritchard and Saraland. Watch for the radar along the interstate, but nothing out of the ordinary. Ring in the new year in grand fashion at the Grand Marriott Hotel in Point Clear. The New Year's Eve package includes a grand reception dinner, party favors, live entertainment, and a balloon drop of champagne. Go to grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers and fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with occasional showers and afternoon temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
706, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Sean Kelly Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane. Of course, y'all on the text line and phone line, 343-0106. Kane mentioned, he was talking about the law enforcement this morning running radar. Interesting. Yesterday, so I'm driving, the family and I are driving from Miami back up to Orlando on the Florida Turnpike, and I'm guessing, because we did see the Alabama buses that had all the logoed stuff, I think the team rides in, it must have been the buses with the band and maybe support staff for the team or whatever, so they were on the Turnpike yesterday as well, heading north, and we come up, it was like a convoy of, I think I'm safe to say there were 10 buses.
Oh, man.
And at the back of it is an Alabama State Trooper who we got, we all waved to, and my kids waving to, you know, because we're in Florida. There's Alabama State Trooper, and they're in one of the SUVs. And so the trooper is on the back of the convoy of buses going. Cracks me up, though. It's Alabama, and I'd love to hear the stories from law enforcement. So it's an Alabama State Trooper that's in Florida, way down in Florida. Way out of jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. You should see the cars put on the brakes. And I want to say, he can't write y'all a ticket. I mean, it's good that y'all are slowing down, but that's one of ours. That's one of our Alabama State Troopers. Yeah. But yes, people would be rolling up, mm-hmm. and they'd see the Alabama State Trooper and all the traffic is slow way down, which is saying something, because driving the Florida Turnpike now is like Death Race 2000. It is... the worst bunch of driving, but that's a whole other show. But yes, an Alabama State Trooper was slowing down traffic in Florida. So way to go, Alabama law enforcement.
But they probably think that he or she is going to phone a friend.
That's right. Make it on and say, hey, right. It's work you need to do. Obviously, if I think, and I can be corrected here, but if you're law enforcement and you're anywhere and something like big happens, you can act, you know, even though you're not in your jurisdiction, you're still mm-hmm. an officer of the peace and you can do those things, but you're not writing tickets when you're there running a blocker for the buses there for the Alabama ancillary folks and mm-hmm. and the band. But it's just funny to watch that cars roll up on them and slow way down. I'm like, hey, that's one of ours, we'll pass.
If we can make a citizen's arrest, I think that trooper, they can handle their business.
Yes, they
wherever.
Can. For sure. 7:09, time to check headlines. Here is Kelly Finley.
Thank you. I'll be state trooper of the microphone.
There you go. Right. Very good. Everybody slow down.
Right. There's no one's on the road. They're like enjoying. They're getting ready for tonight. How exciting, right? Well, it is almost New Year, so happy New Year's Eve to you. And as we talk about what goes hand in hand with the celebration each year, it's severe weather. As you make your plans for this evening, we want you to be in the know, because many of you do travel across the state. The Storm Prediction Center placing a slight risk for severe weather over portions of north and west Alabama, and a marginal risk farther to the south coming up this afternoon and into this evening. Severe storms are possible, and they're talking about those isolated severe storms between 9 a.m. and noon with wind gusts of 40 to 60 miles per hour. And of course, this matters where you are as to whether or not this news will impact you. The National Weather Service in Huntsville, they say that they're expecting a line of strong to severe storms to move into the state. Once again, wind is a situation, and they're even mentioning a brief tornado and more heavy rain to be possible. And then coming up on Wednesday, a new system will move into the state. Dr. Bill has already talked to you about this morning, and he'll be back shortly to give us another weather update. But if you're planning on going to the headliners downtown this evening for the Moon Pie Drop, it's going to be a little misty, so just make sure that you have a little rain jacket, if nothing else. Or one of those, remember when your grandmother would wear those plastic caps?
I saw one of those over the weekend.
You did not.
Yes, I did. Grandma hair cover, the clear plastic grandma
hair
cover.
And you tie it underneath your chin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Hey, well, that person's in the know. So just be mindful of that as you have fun this evening with your family. And then real quickly, an update to a story we told you about last week. An Alabama prisoner who escaped from his work release assignment has been recaptured in Baldwin County just in time for the new year. Curtis Cleveland Singleton, taken into custody over the weekend, he surrendered to the Baldwin County Sheriff's Department. He was reported missing from the Mobile Work Release Center Thursday night. He's serving a 7-year sentence for a drug manufacturing conviction in Baldwin County. He's being held in the Baldwin County Jail right now, pending transfer back to the custody of the state prison system. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. And check it out. So in our area, of course, we dropped the Moon Pie in Mobile. Fairhope drops the ball. No, not like this actual ball. I'm not saying they dropped the ball. They still do something. I don't mean they dropped the ball. The Marlin dropped down at the wharf. Pensacola has their Pelican drop. Here's a few other drops from around the country as they are lined up. And oddly enough, our Moon Pie drop makes national news.
Cool.
As something on the... But let me give you a few others here that caught my eye. They drop a pickle in Mount Olive, North Carolina.
I wonder, is it a sweet pickle?
Yeah, I don't know, but why wouldn't it be an olive? There's a place in Oklahoma that drops an olive, but in Mount Olive, they drop a pickle.
Drop that into a Bloody Mary and the olives are already there? What are we doing here?
It might be.
Where are the green beans?
Princess Anne, Maryland. I love some... there's a couple of southeastern, down east coast places that have interesting drops. Marshall the Muskrat, they drop in Princess Anne, Maryland.
Poor Marshall.
Marshall the Muskrat. What does Punxsutawney Phil think of this?
He's jealous. Jealous. In Lebanon, Pennsylvania, 200 pounds of what? I know Bill's listening to us. Bologna.
Lebanon.
Yeah, the big meat, big processed meat country there.
Like Lebanon. Oscar Mayer?
Yeah, but there's, I forget which one's headquartered in Lebanon. So 200 pounds of bologna. Bologna gets dropped. In Key West, they drop a drag queen in a red high heel. Like as a cup. They drop it. Plymouth, Wisconsin, a chunk of cheese. I get the joke here. In Manhattan, not Manhattan. Manhattan's in New York. Manhattan is in Kansas.
Yeah, they call it the Little Big Apple.
That's right. They drop their apple. Mm-hmm. Flagstaff, Arizona. I hope to be going there pretty soon. They drop a pine cone. Up in Atlanta, they drop the peach.
Yes.
Makes sense. I was talking about down east stuff. Harford de Grace in Maryland, down the Tidewater, duck decoy. Which is cool because they're famous for their old duck carving, decoy carving there. Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's sticking with us. A wrench. Get it, Mechanicsburg.
I like the fact how you pronounce the city. I've never known how to pronounce that city.
Yeah, Mechanicsburg? Eastport, Maine. They drop a sardine. The PCB, we know that Panama City drops a beach ball.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so Bartlesville, Oklahoma drops an olive, not Mount Olive. Also, they drop a real dead carp, not really dead, but it's a dead carp that they drop in Prairie du Chien in Wisconsin. They put the carp and they lower the dead carp down, which will be frozen because it's Wisconsin. Then in Eastover, North Carolina, I told you the Tidewater country down east is really owning this. An oversized flea. I don't know the story behind it, but Eastover, North Carolina drops the flea.
As in the singer?
No, not as in the Red Hot Chili Peppers flea. We're talking about the thing that bites your dog, a flea. And then in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania really showing up a lot here on here. In Bethlehem, a giant peep. You know, remember the the Easter
bite
treat
the ears
there?
Off. Yum.
Yeah, that I just do not like, the peeps. They drop a giant one there in Bethlehem. So there you go. Some of the things they're dropping on this New Year's Eve.
And then that weird one you posted on Twitter.
What?
I don't even know what that was.
Which is what you can say about most of my Twitter posts.
What is that?
Check it out at FM Talk 106.5. And we're coming right back.
This is Keith Kingan with an important announcement. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. Yes, you heard me. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. That's why Classic Cars has such a great referral and repeat customer business. Our customers are so pleased with the cars they buy from Classic Cars that they tell all their friends and family about the great deals on great cars. When you buy a car from Classic Cars, you won't get junk. What you will get is a car that has been inspected and completely serviced up to date. That means no added expense to you after you drive off the lot. So if you're looking to drive something you can be proud of, come by Classic Cars at 3251 Cottage Hill Road or call us at 479-6676 or visit our website at kingandcars.com. You'll like what you see. And folks, I don't mean to make light of a serious subject. During the upcoming holidays, please remember that friends don't let friends drive drunk.
I'm Chad Petrie in the WKRG newsroom. Celebrations are planned around the region for New Year's Eve. Crews were busy Sunday morning setting up the stage for festivities in downtown Mobile for the annual Moon Pie Drop. In Baldwin County, they're planning a Marlin Drop at Reeling in the New Year at the Wharf in Orange Beach. There are also New Year's celebrations planned in Fairhope and Pensacola. A funeral service was held this past weekend for 15-year-old Ja'Cory Smith. The Mobile teenager was killed 1 week ago today on Christmas Eve. Today, the two suspects in his death, India Nelson and Rory Smith, are expected in court. The clock is ticking to save a Pensacola landmark. A fundraising campaign to save 309 Punk House is more than halfway to its goal of raising money for a down payment on the building to preserve it. But organizers say the deadline is fast approaching. In the WKRG newsroom on New Year's Eve, I'm Chad Petrie.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Good morning, 717 on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In bowl games over the weekend, Auburn got it started on Friday with a 63-14 win over Purdue in the Music City Bowl. Auburn scored a bowl record 56 points in the first half and set an SEC bowl record with the 63 points in the win. Jarrett Stidham completed 15 of 21 passes for 373 yards and 5 touchdowns in his final game as an Auburn Tiger. After that, number 20 Syracuse beat number 16 West Virginia 34-18. And number 13 Washington State edged number 24 Iowa State 28-26 in the Alamo Bowl. On Saturday, Virginia shut out South Carolina 28-0 in the Belk Bowl. And at the same time, the 10th-ranked Florida Gators put together a huge second half to defeat the 7th-ranked Michigan Wolverines 41-15 in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Florida running back and former Theodore Bobcat LaMichael Perine had a 5-yard touchdown catch and a 53-yard touchdown run. Nevada beat Arkansas State 16-13 in overtime in the Arizona Bowl. And then on Saturday afternoon, number 2-ranked Clemson beat number 3 Notre Dame 30-3 in the Cotton Bowl College Football Playoff semifinal game. Clemson freshman quarterback Trevor Lawrence threw for 327 yards and 3 touchdowns. Lawrence will try to become the first true freshman quarterback to lead his team to a national championship since Oklahoma's Jamel Holloway back in 1985. Clemson running back Travis Etienne had another big night. He carried the ball 14 times for 109 yards and a touchdown. On Saturday night, Alabama beat Oklahoma 45-34 in the Orange Bowl, and Tua did it again. In another ultra-efficient night, the Bama quarterback had only 3 incompletions on 27 attempts, but 4 touchdowns and 318 yards passing. The Oklahoma loss did not fall on Heisman-winning quarterback Kyler Murray. Murray kept his team in the game and had some great stats with 308 yards passing and 2 passing touchdowns, along with 109 yards rushing and another touchdown. Alabama advanced to the national championship game for the 4th consecutive season and will play January 7th in Santa Clara, California against Clemson for the national championship. Here's head coach Nick Saban following Saturday night's game.
I really think too much about what's happened in the past, just the challenges of, you know, be where your feet are and what's happening right now. So, and I'm sure Clemson will be a tremendous challenge for our team.
And Tua's ankle was clearly not 100% in the win. He discussed his playing status for the upcoming championship game.
I can't say if I felt a lot better out there or if I was the same. But, you know, I think we're continuing to make progress, you know, with getting better, going to rehab treatment. You know, 24-hour treatment protocol is is still on the line for us now. You know, we're just trying to get better, trying to prepare for Clemson this upcoming week.
In some coaching news, Miami football coach Mark Richt surprisingly announced his retirement yesterday after compiling a 26-13 record the past three seasons at his alma mater. And the Hurricanes did not take long to find their next coach. Later on Sunday, Miami announced they're hiring defensive coordinator Manny Diaz to be the next head coach. Also yesterday, ESPN reported that Ole Miss is finalizing a deal to make Rich Rodriguez the Rebels' offensive coordinator. Rodriguez is formerly the head coach at West Virginia, Michigan, and Arizona, and he's set to receive a three-year contract. There are 11 more bowl games over the next 2 days prior to next week's national championship game. Starting today at 11 a.m., Cincinnati takes on Virginia Tech in the Military Bowl. At 1 o'clock, the Sun Bowl between Stanford and Pittsburgh. At 2 o'clock, Michigan State and Oregon meet for the Red Box Bowl. At 2:45, number 23-ranked Missouri plays Oklahoma State in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. At 6 o'clock, number 22 Northwestern takes on number 17 Utah in the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl. And at 6:30, the final kickoff of 2018, number 19 Texas A&M takes on North Carolina State. 7:22 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. And Crypto Marine on the text line said there's a Ford Mustang engulfed in flames in the middle of 98 in front of the Sheriff's Posse in Bear Fork Road. So Bear Fork Road coming in on the north side of 98, north-ish there, and on the other side where the training center is for Mobile County Sheriff's Office, there's a... I don't know if it's affecting east or west or both, but I can imagine with it being in flames, it'll affect probably both ways of traffic. So you're coming from Sims, coming into town, or heading out that way, that's going to be an issue for you as well. Thank you, dietitian, who told us Mount Olive, the reason they dropped the pickle, it's a brand of pickles. So there we go. I just don't know.
It's in the green. It has a light green top to the bottle.
What about many weaknesses? Pickles there. So
yum.
All right. 7:23, coming right back.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers and fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with occasional showers and afternoon temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Light traffic and accident-free conditions continue now for the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner, Range Line, Theodore Dawes Road. Watch your speed. Again, if you're traveling across the Bayway from Malbus to Loxley, state troopers are there. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED, and you can see them at Pitts & Sons. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:24 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday, last day of 2018. You know, as you'll see a lot of retrospectives today and the big news stories of 2018, like Kelly was just talking about, and they'll say, here are the big things that happened. Let us not forget that 2018 brought us the Tide Pod Challenge, okay?
Was that this year?
That's this year.
Golly.
Yeah, when the stupid people of the world were trying to take themselves out by eating Tide Pods. And by the way, side note, Tide Pod Challenge actually boosted Tide sales under the any publicity is good publicity rule. But that was one of the, I'll say, stupid moments of 2018, Tide Pod Challenge. So just remember that. When you remember the old days, remember Tide Pod Challenge.
Well, right. I think Gronk was one of their spokespeople. Mm. Right?
Hey, don't do this. I wouldn't do this. Don't do this. Is that pretty good, Gronk?
Yeah, that was great. Thanks. And after the year he had, I think maybe when they were shooting that commercial, he probably ingested a little too much of the Tide Pods when he was telling kids not to eat Tide Pods.
So if you're just new to this, y'all don't eat Tide Pods. Okay. All right. Let's move along.
Right. And I just have to say, I saw over the weekend they were talking about how Tide now is putting it into a box. It looks like a wine box. You know how those you put wine in the refrigerator and it's in the carton.
If you screw up and think you're pouring a Cabernet or a Zinfandel and it happens to be detergent, I can't help you. Your genetics may not need to go on to the next generation.
We know what your New Year's resolution will be.
That's right.
All right. Good morning, everyone. 7:25 on your Monday morning. We have an update. This is, you know, if it sounds like we've done this headline before, it is very true. Let me just tell you this. Alabama's prison homicide rate is the highest in America, all right? This happened over the weekend. An Alabama prison inmate was stabbed to death inside of lockup, and another prisoner is suspected in his death. Saturday afternoon at the St. Clair Correctional Facility in Springville, 24-year-old Terrence Andrews was stabbed to death after a fight broke out between two inmates that afternoon inside of a prison housing area. Correctional officers found Andrews unresponsive with multiple stab wounds. He was taken to the prison's infirmary. He was pronounced dead about an hour later. 35-year-old inmate Cedric LaShawn Davis has been identified as a suspect in Andrews' death. Davis is serving a life sentence for a murder conviction in Baldwin County in 2006. He now faces a new murder charge. Andrews was serving a 25-year sentence on a 2013 first-degree robbery in Mobile County. The homicide investigation continues at this hour via the ADOC. Lighter news, shall we say, as many Alabama fans are celebrating a huge win. I mean, were you even surprised at any part of this game?
Yes.
What part?
I take every game, and Dalton is my witness. Mm-hmm. I go into every game with no. I do not like the people who say this is going to be a. I don't. I always come in thinking Alabama has to work their tail off to win because they. I hope they do as well.
You have to keep that mentality.
I do. I've never been cocky about an Alabama game. Maybe there's some homecoming games, but other than that.
Well, I tell you that because the airports are taking notice. Alabama fans, if you're looking to head west for the big game January 7th, you now have two new options as nonstop flights are being offered right now from Birmingham Shuttlesworth International Airport just in time for the college football playoff national championship game. So these tickets are for January 5th. You can leave on the 5th and return back on the 8th, courtesy of American Airlines and United Airlines. And, you know, when you have a direct flight, it changes up the game. I mean, you're able to get somewhere a little faster, stay a little longer, and make it back in time for Monday morning if you want to, I don't know, go to work and show all your merch that you purchased. So that's just some new news. I have tweeted that out so you can follow both airlines. And if you're trying to book a flight, we'd love to hear from you. American flies their fans into San Jose International Airport, and then United will fly you into San Francisco International Airport. Happy flying, and it's great to always support local. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. I know we talked about this a little bit in the first hour as I went down to the way we got down is family in Orlando. I flew down out of Pensacola, flew to Orlando, and then we drove down to Miami and back. But we Ubered to the game and back. Mm-hmm. And I say this as somebody who spends still have family there in Miami. I've spent the first 7 years of my life there. I point out in the first hour, I've lost 80% of it. But when I moved here to Mobile as a kid, I spoke Spanish probably as good as I did English. I mean, I just kind of grew up in bilingual households like that. So I'm no stranger to this world there, but I show up down there. We catch a Uber both ways to the game, and both ways, neither driver could speak any words of English.
No
not
habla.
Dutch, I mean, not even a little bit, which is gotta be bad for business. Not just not like a few words. Strange. All right, coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
From the WKRG Newsroom, I'm News 5's Chad Petrie. If you're looking for something to do tonight, you have plenty of options. There will be New Year's Eve celebrations in Pensacola, Orange Beach, Fairhope, and Mobile. Early Sunday morning, crews were busy setting up the stage for the annual Moon Pie Drop in downtown. Pritchard police have not released the name of a woman who was struck and killed by two cars Sunday night. It happened on St. Stephen's Road in the 8 Mile area. At this point, it's been deemed an accident. Minimum wage workers in Florida will see more money in their pockets beginning in 2019. The bump in pay is 21 more cents an hour. It's the state's largest minimum wage increase in 7 years. Economic experts say the change is likely to spur consumer spending in the short term, especially because Florida has an abundance of tourism jobs. From the WKRG newsroom on New Year's Eve, I'm Chad Petrie.
Wrap up savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Matching rebates up to $400 on all Browning Pro Steel safes in stock. The right Browning safe at the right price till December 31st at Mike Ward's. Just look for the giant yellow safe at I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Waiting to buy a Liberty safe from Ward's? Well, now's the time to purchase with 0% interest for 18 months with approved credit. Take advantage of this offer through December 31st. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
New House majority led by Democrat Nancy Pelosi gambles into session Thursday with legislation to end the government shutdown ready for a vote. There is no money in it for a border wall, with mixed signals coming from the White House on just what President Trump is willing to accept. The partial shutdown is now in day 10. The family of 22-year-old Alexandra Black, an intern at North Carolina's Conservators Center in Burlington, is coming to grips this morning with her death after being mauled by a lion there yesterday. The lion escaped from a cage at the Zoological Park, and Kaylee Hartung reports the young woman's family is devastated.
The staff here is in shock. They are heartbroken, as is Alex's family. Her family released a statement saying, in part, she loved animals. She was a beautiful young woman who had just started her career. There was a terrible accident, and we are mourning, but she died following her passion.
1 hour before the last opening bell of 2018, and stock futures are pointing to solid gains on Wall Street. Dow futures up 212. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. The Wall Street Journal reports Amazon is planning to build and expand Whole Foods stores across the country to enlarge the reach of its two-hour delivery service. The build-out is likely to heighten competition among supermarkets that have already been holding down prices and adding new services as consumers shift more of their shopping online. Amazon is up 2% free market. An apparent malware attack disrupted publication of newspapers owned by Tribune Publishing and others printed at its plants. The Chicago Tribune was published Saturday without paid death notices and classified ads. Elsewhere, delivery was delayed or Saturday's edition was included with Sunday's. The LA Times reports the cyber attack appears to have originated from outside the U.S. and the FBI is investigating. This December is the worst for stocks since 1931. The typical Santa Claus rally hasn't happened. The Dow ended Friday's session 76 points lower. The S&P slipped 3 points and the Nasdaq was up 5. Futures, though, are trending toward a much higher open. That's Your Money Now.
Get unbeatable deals at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year flooring sale. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood is starting at just 99 cents per square foot. Get laminate floors up to 50% off, or waterproof flooring as low as 39 cents. Take an extra 25% off clearance at your local store. Lumber Liquidators can even install your new floor for you. Plus, get special financing. The end-of-year flooring sale ends Monday. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. I guess it just fits with the last week pretty much of 2018 being rainy, that the last day looks like it's going to be as well, Doc.
Yeah, you know, we're still three inches below normal for the year.
Really? Wow.
And 62.88 inches of rain so far this year, and that's 3.10 below normal. the month of December right now, we're up to 8.99. And it looks like we could add to that today because we have quite a few showers now offshore that will be moving onshore over the next few hours. And so we've got a good chance for shower activity. And then a cold front now over Louisiana will be moving in later today. And that'll produce more rain and the possibility of a few thunderstorms. There is a slight chance that we could see some severe activity, but most of it will be rain and some shower and thunderstorm activity this afternoon and into the evening hours. It's going to be breezy today, wind out of the south around 10 to 20 miles an hour, but quite mild, high around 75 degrees. Now tonight, cloudy with fog developing again. We'll see some showers tonight, low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, that front will move past us over to the panhandle and then stall. Well, that means there's still a slight chance of a shower tomorrow with a high in the low 70s. And now for the rest of the week, for Wednesday, a chance of a few scattered showers with highs in the upper 60s. And then another storm system comes out of the southern plains and will move through right through Mississippi and Alabama on Thursday and Thursday night. So we've got a good chance of rain on Thursday with a high in the low 60s. And finally, we clear off Friday. Nice weather for the weekend, but cooler temperatures, sunny 55 on Friday, down into the upper 30s Friday night, and then over the weekend in the 60s and plenty of sunshine. So we finally will get some dry weather, but we're going to have to wait till Friday.
Hey, Dr. Bill, here on this last day of 2018, and we'll talk about the almanac, the details, these kind of things, but the biggest weather story out of 2018 is it Hurricane Michael, in your opinion? What do you think?
Yeah, Michael was definitely a big story, and also, of course, a lot of rain that occurred throughout the Mid-Atlantic states. In fact, they had record rainfalls for the year so far for the Mid-Atlantic and into New England. And then, of course, Florence and the heavy rains in the Carolinas. So another active year for hurricanes, but certainly Michael was just a devastating storm.
Yeah, I got the report. Family drove down to Orlando where I'd met them over the weekend, and they said, the kids told me, Dad, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, they said it was just pine trees snap like toothpicks. I said, yep, it looked a lot like it did back in 79 around here. They said it was just a long swath there along I-10 where you could see the damage.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
And, of course, this year is the coming up now is the 40th anniversary of Hurricane Frederick, which you just mentioned back in 1979.
Wow. That's the kind of stuff and information you get in the Mobile Weather Marine Almanac. Tell people about this year's almanac and where they can get it.
And, of course, it's free, as usual, and you'll find it here in Mobile at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, also West Marine here at I-65 and Airport Boulevard, and also another store down at Dog River. Classic cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and also we have copies at Robert Moore Christmastown. On the Eastern Shore in Fairhope at Billy Langford Allstate, and also Old Time Garden Supply. Autocraft Collision Centers, locations across Baldwin County, and at Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. You can always stop by here at the studios at 1065 and pick up a free copy or several for your friends.
All right, Dr. Bill, thank you so much, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And, grab that almanac and keep it handy. 7:38, we'll check in with Kelly for news headlines and Kane with traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Elkhart County, Indiana, and their very low unemployment may become the new normal for all of us. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Laurie Brunson, 2018 NAPI Award winner for Best Realtor. I've been helping dreams become reality with Roberts Brothers for over 9 years. Call me today at 251-753-3927 and let's get started.
Phil Smoker's family has been in the boat manufacturing business for generations. They've adjusted to customer demands, boating trends, and changes in raw materials. But what concerns them the most today, though, is historic unemployment. Elkhart County, Indiana, where Smoker Craft Boats is based, is the motorhome capital of the nation, and the demand for labor is intense, and there's good reason to believe that what they're learning there will soon be the new norm for all of us. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
The management and staff of Marine Rigging of Mobile reminds motorists that taking your eyes from the road, even for an instant, to text message a friend when driving can prove tragic in bumper-to-bumper driving, especially during the morning and evening hours of the holiday season. Avoid that rear-end collision by being aware of the traffic conditions ahead of you, not just the car directly ahead, but beyond. This from the management and staff of Marine Rigging of Mobile, whose hope is that your family be gathered in health and well-being, and that your holiday be bright with true meaning of the season. Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Airport and Victoria Drive, we've got an accident without injuries. Also, Tufts Road and Ruger's Road. Just move that one into a parking lot, so watch your speed in that area. You've got officers still. No problems downtown. The tunnels, the Bayway, the Causeway over towards Eastern Shore looking good. 7 decades of football. That makes the ideal gift. Give tickets to the 70th annual Reese's Senior Bowl on January 26th. On sale now at Senior Bowl headquarters downtown or at SeniorBowl.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 742 FM Talk 106.5. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM on this last day of 2018. Larry, let's talk about the year past and look forward to 2019.
Well, it was a really great year. December's been our biggest December ever. We've still got good inventory, but we're low, so we'll be looking to buy some this week starting Wednesday. We'll be really going after them hot and heavy.
Well, if people have not heard us talk before about how you do that, remind folks how broad the net is, how big the scope is of looking for great vehicles.
Thousands of cars. You know, we got a request line on lcmmotorcars.com. They could go in and make their request, or we prefer they just come by and sit down and talk with us. We can get on the computer, search out what they want. There's so many different models, so many different colors, so many different options, and so many different mileage options, so it takes a while to sort through it.
Yeah, but as a customer in the past, I know, I mean, when you talk to the folks at LCM, they're going to give you a lot of options that fit with what you're looking for, and that's a great thing. And also, if people want to get that process going, tell them how to come find you, how to show up and have that appointment.
Come see us on Highway 90 West in Theodore. Like I said, visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com, like us on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068, and I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM, 743. Time to check headlines. Here is Kelly Finley.
Good morning, everyone. Breaking news this morning. You're not going to be surprised because our listeners are right on target when it comes to our predictions, when it comes to possible people running to be the next president, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 8 minutes ago, NBC News tweeted out, Elizabeth Warren launches her 2020 Presidential Exploratory Committee, a direct quote from her on the Associated Press, and their website, apnews.com. She says, quote, no matter what our differences, most of us want the same thing. The 69-year-old Massachusetts Democrat said in a video which highlights her family's history in Oklahoma, quote, to be able to work hard, play by the same set of rules, and take care of the people we love. That's what I'm fighting for, and that's why today I'm launching an exploratory committee for president. So you heard it here first. That's what's happening in our nation's capital. Let's bring it closer to home because many of you are going to eat on this New Year's Eve. And if you're wanting some imitation sausage, be mindful of the fact that there's a recall in effect. Oh, yes. R.L. Ziegler Company, Inc. recalled their 24-ounce packages of Red Hots and 24-ounce packages of Extra Hot Red Hots. Only packages of those sizes, which are marked with use by January 24th, 2019, are being recalled. Company says that there's possible, maybe kind of, sort of, metal contamination. A consumer discovered possible contamination with pieces of metal, which prompted the recall. Now, they say no medical illnesses or harmful effects have resulted from this product thus far. Anyone concerned about an injury or illness, contact your healthcare provider. And wherever you purchase these recalled products, take them back. Don't use nor open the packages of the contents. Throw them away. Get your money back. And if you have more questions, you can call 205-758-3621. This is an Alabama company, hence the area code. So now you know. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, I mentioned last hour when we were talking about that story that I got a smoker for Christmas. Going to start trying to do some smoke meats. And I said, looking for any advice from the FM Talk 106.5 audience because I'm new to this. Mark says, I love this. Mark must know me. The key to smoking meat is low and slow. Yes, I said slow. Not sure it's in your genre to do anything slowly, but you may have to wait till your retirement years to take up this hobby. Good luck with this. I'm going to try. And maybe set it and forget it, slow and low. But I want to, yeah, I want to do like some smoked meats. I want to try to do summer sausage, all that. So I'm always looking for advice. You can always hit me up on the text line, 343-0106. 746, we'll be right back.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good. Like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
I'm Chad Petrie in the WKRG newsroom. Celebrations are planned around the region for New Year's Eve. Crews were busy Sunday morning setting up the stage for festivities in downtown Mobile for the annual Moon Pie Drop. In Baldwin County, they're planning a Marlin Drop at Reeling in the New Year at the Wharf in Orange Beach. There are also New Year's celebrations planned in Fairhope and Pensacola. A funeral service was held this past weekend for 15-year-old Ja'Cory Smith. The Mobile teenager was killed 1 week ago today on Christmas Eve. Today, the two suspects in his death, India Nelson and Rory Smith, are expected in court. The clock is ticking to save a Pensacola landmark. A fundraising campaign to save 309 Punk House is more than halfway to its goal of raising money for a down payment on the building to preserve it. But organizers say the deadline is fast approaching. In the WKRG newsroom on New Year's Eve, I'm Chad Petrie.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, 10 minutes till 8 here on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. And if you're not there today and tomorrow to watch bowl games, well, I got nothing for you. Perfect place to watch some football while you eat some great food. In bowl games from over the weekend, Auburn got it started on Friday with a 63-14 win over Purdue in the Music City Bowl. Auburn scored a bowl record 56 points in the first half, and also set an SEC Bowl record with the 63 points in the win. Jarrett Stidham completed 15 of 21 passes for 373 yards and 5 touchdowns in his final game as an Auburn Tiger. After that, number 20 Syracuse beat number 16 West Virginia without all Big 12 quarterback Will Grier. Syracuse won that game 34-18. And number 13 Washington State edged number 24 Iowa State 28-26 in the Alamo Bowl. On Saturday, Virginia shut out South Carolina 28-0 in the Belk Bowl. And at the same time, the 10th-ranked Florida Gators put together a huge second half to defeat the 7th-ranked Michigan Wolverines 41-15 in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Florida running back and former Theodore Bobcat LaMichael Perine had a 5-yard touchdown catch and a 53-yard touchdown run. Nevada beat Arkansas State 16-13 in overtime in the Arizona Bowl. And then Saturday afternoon, number 2-ranked Clemson beat number 3 Notre Dame 30-3 in the Cotton Bowl semifinal game. Clemson freshman quarterback Trevor Lawrence threw for 327 yards and 3 touchdowns. Lawrence will try to become the first true freshman quarterback to lead his team to a national championship since Oklahoma's Jamel Holloway back in 1985. Clemson running back Travis Etienne had another big night. He carried the ball 14 times for 109 yards and a touchdown. On Saturday night, following the first semifinal game, Alabama beat Oklahoma 45-34 in the Orange Bowl, and Tua did it again in another ultra-efficient night. The Bama quarterback had only 3 incompletions on 27 attempts, but 4 touchdown passes and 318 yards passing. The Oklahoma loss did not fall on Heisman-winning quarterback Kyler Murray. Murray kept his team in the game and had some great stats with 308 yards passing and 2 passing touchdowns, along with 109 yards rushing and another touchdown. Alabama advanced to the national championship game for the 4th consecutive season and will play January 7th in Santa Clara, California against the Clemson Tigers. Here's head coach Nick Saban following the game.
I really think too much about what's happened in the past, just the challenges of, you know, be where your feet are and what's happening right now. So, and I'm sure Clemson will be a tremendous challenge for our team.
Got 11 bowl games over the next 2 days prior to next week's national championship game, and it all gets started at 11 this morning. Cincinnati takes on Virginia Tech in the Military Bowl. Then at 1 o'clock, Stanford and Pittsburgh meet in the Sun Bowl. At 2 o'clock, the Red Box Bowl between Michigan State and Oregon. At 2:45, Missouri, who's ranked 23rd, takes on Oklahoma State in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. At 6 o'clock, number 22 Northwestern and number 17 Utah meet in the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl. And at 6:30, the final kickoff of 2018, when number 19 Texas A&M plays NC State in the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. 7:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. And if you're in town, head by Butch Cassidy's tomorrow for the New Year's Day special. Black Eyed Peas, Collard Greens, and Ham, plus all the New Year's Day bowl games. Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we do have a couple of accidents into clearing stages at Airport at Victoria Drive at Tufts Road and Ruggers Road. And Ruggers Road, that's going to be both moved into parking lots, both without injuries. Nice ride over the Bayway and the Causeway. Quiet so far from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. No other accidents in the roadways. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers and fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with occasional showers and afternoon temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
755 FM Talk 106.5. For the last time in 2018, here's Kelly Finley with headlines.
Thank you. I appreciate you. That's all I want to say.
There you go.
Okay, real quickly, if you're coming downtown and you are going to the Moon Pie Drop, you want to know what is planned for you this evening. Beginning at 8 o'clock, Beer Garden opens in Bienville Square on the Dolphin Street side. There's going to be food trucks available just for you and your hungry little bellies. Alabama Bicentennial Resolution Wall, that's where you can leave your hopes and dreams. Isn't that cool? I like stuff like that. Music in the Riverview Hotel Courtyard by David Brinston. 8:30, that's when they will slice up the world's largest moon pie. How delicious is that? 9 o'clock, you can enjoy the Second Line Parade, courtesy of the Port City Second Liners and the public. You are encouraged to join in, so bring your umbrellas, bring your handkerchiefs, and be ready to rock and roll. At 9:25, Mayor Sandy Stimson will address the crowd, as well as Councilman Fred Richardson, who is a sponsor of this magnificent evening. 9:30, the opening act hits the stage. Everybody's here. At 11 o'clock, the headliner, Sister Sledge. I was hoping my DJ would have some Sister Sledge. DJ.
Mm-hmm. All right, I don't have it queued up yet.
Okay. And then at midnight, the Moon Pie drops, fireworks happen, and the laser light show as well. If you'd like more information, of course, because if you're new to town or maybe you're a resident but you still want more information, go to mobile.org. That's Visit Mobile's website, and they tell you all about the cool events for the evening, as which obviously surround the big moon pie. But restaurants and bars and taverns, they have their information listed so you know the attractions that are celebrating right along with you. So have fun, be safe, and as Rob Holbert talked about last Thursday, no shootings of the guns, please.
Yes, remember how gravity works.
Right, what goes up must, you can finish the rest.
Yeah.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 signing off for 2018 with your news headlines.
Although, we'll come right back. Another hour of Mobile Mornings. It'll be the last third hour of 2018.
Yeah.
By the way, too, still voting out there in our Alabamian of the Year. Sweepstakes, we'll call it. Want to see your votes now? You can check them out front page of FM Talk 106.5.com.